I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Gold's in for Jim Diamond this Thursday afternoon. On the way, we're going to talk about these so-called COVID passports. Government officials saying they could allow people to go abroad for holidays as soon as possible. The health certificates are going to show a proof of a vaccination or a recent negative test. We have heard that Spain are desperate to get British tourists back. We'll hear from the tourism minister for Spain shortly here on LBC News. First, let's get the latest on this climate change summit that's been taking place, or is currently taking place, virtually being hosted by the US President Joe Biden. He opened the conference, stepping up efforts, they say, America to cut carbon emissions. He's promising to halve the USA's greenhouse gas contribution by the end of the decade. 40 world leaders are taking part in this Leaders Summit on Climate, including the Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Of course, it is Earth Day today. And let's get more from our US correspondent live from Washington, Simon Marks. Afternoon to you, Simon.
Well, good afternoon to you, Chris. This is a very big day for President Joe Biden because, as you know, he has put climate change absolutely front and centre on America's agenda after a four-year period here with President Trump at the helm, in which climate change wasn't even an afterthought in terms of American government policy. President Biden has instructed every single one of his cabinet secretaries and other top officials absolutely to prioritize climate change in whatever department of government they find themselves leading. And his aim today is twofold. Number one, to essentially seize the mantle of global leadership on the issue. That's why he's convened this summit that's taking place virtually with the president at the helm at the White House. But he's also got the domestic audience here in the United States firmly in mind as well, and is eager to tell Americans that now is the time for the United States not just to get back in the game of battling climate change, but to do something to reduce America's greenhouse gas emissions. By contrast with President Trump, who removed the United States from the Paris Climate Change Accords, President Biden is now setting out new limits on greenhouse gas emissions, a new pledge by the United States to reduce those emissions by 50% in just 9 years' time. To be specific about what he's proposing here, he wants to see reductions of between 50 and 52% of America's greenhouse gas emissions from their levels back in 2005 by the time the year 2030 rolls around. This is a very ambitious goal for the country to try and attain, and making it increasingly challenging will be the fact that this is not a legally binding announcement that President Biden has made today. He's going to need the support of private enterprise in a major way, and the support of the public to understand that their love of gas-guzzling cars or air conditioners or limitless amounts of energy supply whenever they want or need to use those supplies is going to have to change. And President Biden at the summit today made it clear that he believes that these changes can in fact be a positive for the economy because they can create jobs.
By maintaining those investments and putting these people to work, the United States sets out on the road to cut greenhouse gases in half by the end of this decade. That's where we're headed as a nation. And that's what we can do if we take action to build an economy that's not only more prosperous, but healthier, fairer, and cleaner for the entire planet. You know, these steps will set America on a path of net zero emissions economy by no later than 2050.
But they're only going to set America on that path if Americans embrace all of this. And we got reaction today from the American Chamber of Commerce to President Biden's proposals that indicate the complexities that lie ahead. The American Chamber of Commerce, representing big American business, says on the one hand, it welcomes President Biden's focus on returning the U.S. to international leadership on climate change. But then it makes the observation that achieving the president's goal while also supporting economic growth and job creation will require new technology and new policy that is durable and has the support of bipartisan members of Congress, consumers, business, and other stakeholders. In other words, the American Chamber of Commerce is saying that in the current polarized atmosphere of Washington, D.C., with the Senate split evenly 50-50, and as we witnessed in last year's presidential election, millions and millions of Americans voting for the re-election of a president who absolutely had no interest in prioritizing climate change. Making all of this happen in just 9 years is going to be a little bit like finding a needle in a haystack. The Prime Minister is challenging not just the US, but other countries around the world to go even further than Joe Biden has gone today. He wants countries around the world to emulate Britain's net zero ambitions. Here's what he had to say at the summit, and take a listen to the way in which Boris Johnson used this as an opportunity to try and curry a bit of favour with the summit's host, Joe Biden.
I'm not saying any of this is going to be easy, and there is obviously going to be a political challenge, and I think it's very important to go back to the original words of President Biden, because it's vital for all of us to show that this is not all about some expensive, politically correct green act of bunny hugging, or however you want to put it. I'm not wrong with bunny hugging, but you know what I'm driving at, friends and colleagues. This is about growth and jobs, and I think the president was absolutely right to stress that.
Don't know if you picked up on that, but Boris Johnson thinks that President Biden on the issue of climate change was absolutely right to convene this summit. There are other world leaders who have decided to show up for this event. Perhaps a little surprisingly, President Xi Jinping of China and President Vladimir Putin of Russia, both of them on other issues at loggerheads with the United States, but they are participating in this summit in a bid perhaps to demonstrate that there are areas in which Russia and China can work productively with the United States. There was no new emissions target announced by President Xi Jinping when he addressed the summit a little bit earlier here today. He said that the Chinese are absolutely doubling down on their previous targets and are promising to find a way of turning away from the country's enormous reliance on coal and coal production. But there are many climate change observers out there who question just how viable a strategy that is on the part of the Chinese, and are disappointed that President Xi did not use this summit as an opportunity to unveil any kind of new goal.
All right, Simon, thank you very much for that update. That's our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, there for us live here on LBC News.
Where the news never stops. LBC News.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.